Dr. Amalia Gonyas-Malka. Welcome to Womanity, Woman in Unity, the show that celebrates prominent and ordinary African women's milestone achievements in their struggles for liberation, self-emancipation, human rights, democracy, racism, socioeconomic class division, and gender-based violence. Joining us today in studio are representatives from South Africa's national ladies soccer team, Banyana Banyana. And today we have Rufilwe Jana, who is a midfielder, and Sana Molo, who is a forward. Welcome to the show, ladies.
Thank you very much for having us.
So kicking off, Rufilwe, when did you first become interested in soccer?
Well, I first fell in love with the game when I was about 6 years old. Every morning when my brothers went for training, I used to wake up with them, join them, see what they normally wake up to. And eventually, I fell in love with the game and took it from there.
And you overtook your brothers, I take it?
Yes.
On the sporting field. Well done. And Sana, from your point of view, can you tell us who some of your sports heroes are and what you admire most about them?
My one sport hero that stands out is Lionel Messi. One reason that I could actually mention is the fact that he's so tiny, but he does amazing things on the field. So it's actually something that shows that there's nothing that can stand between you and what you want to achieve.
And Rufilwe, can you tell us about one of your most memorable games?
One of my most memorable games, it has to be a game against Nigeria, 2012 AWC. At Equatorial Guinea. We beat them in the semi-finals to go through to the finals. Unfortunately, we couldn't win the tournament then. But that game, it's one of the games that stand out.
And is there a particular reason why it stands out so much?
It stands out so much because ever since I came into the team, we had never been beaten Nigeria before. But then that moment, it was one of the most special moments because we knew that we will get them when it matters the most. And then it had mattered.
So it was taking on a really significant challenger in the game.
Yes, it was.
And Sana, what would you say has been your proudest moment on the pitch?
I believe it's every time I score a goal. That's actually something that keeps me going because as a striker, one of the things that's expected from you from each and every game is to score a goal. So for me to score a goal, especially when I'm playing at a national level, it's everything to me.
And whilst we're on the topic of goals, can you tell us if you've got, I'm sure you've got a collection of the best moments, but what can you tell us about one that stands out in particular?
It must be my very first goal for the national team. It was back in 2006, and it was I actually scored on debut. It was my first game for the national team, and I managed to score. That's the goal that I will never forget in my life.
I think debuts are always special. And Rufilwe, you're also no stranger in terms of scoring goals. Can you tell us about one of your particularly memorable occasions?
Well, I have to say also all the games that I play, I always try to make sure that I score. If I don't score, I put my teammates in a position where they can score. But all the goals that I've scored, they always be special to me because they are special goals mostly. It's either the winning goals for the team or a wonderful strike from a distance.
And that's really the difference between winning and losing. It's scoring those goals where they count. And one of the things that I think is really important, particularly about your games, is that it's a team sport. So can you just share with us a couple of insights, learnings from working in the team?
I think being a part of a team is very difficult. It's no easy job at all because being part of a team, it means that all of the team members need to be on the same page. If you want to achieve a certain thing, then everybody needs to have an understanding of what you need to achieve and everything that needs to be done in order for that goal to be achieved. So it's very hard, and I think it takes a lot of respect because we need to respect each other in a team and a lot of discipline. If you're not disciplined, you could easily crash. So it takes a lot of respect, discipline, and hard work.
And Rufilwe, from your point of view, because obviously we're speaking, there's a team, there's a squad of people. But there has to be almost a rotation system, and someone, unfortunately, has to sit on the bench. Can you tell us a bit about that perspective?
Well, we know that when it comes to team sports, it's not everyone who gets a chance to play. Hence that when we train, we always give our all, and we make sure that when you go to bed, you have given your all, and whatever the decision that the coaches take, you know that you've played your own part. And whatever position you're in, whether you're starting or you're at the bench or the grandstand, you have to support other mates, because then you will want the same support when you're in the field of play. Hence, that support comes hand in hand with understanding the teammates and also being disciplined and loving one another.
And it's the whole notion that we're all part of the system, that it's not one aspect doing one thing, but everything has to be integrated for the team to work together cohesively. Now, one of the reasons that you're here today is that this is a particularly special year. It's an Olympic year with the Games starting in August, Rio 2016. And I believe this year there are 42 different sports. There are 306 events going across 37 different venues and 206 countries. That's a significant set of figures. As a qualifying team, Sana, how do you feel about representing South Africa?
Firstly, it's an honor and a privilege to be part of the national team, to be representing millions and millions of people in the country. And I believe us going to the Olympics, it's not going to be easy. Yes, we are very excited about it, and we all want to make the final team that will be representing the country and the continent when we get to the Olympics. But it's not going to be an easy task, and we know that we're going to compete against players that play in professional leagues, which is what we do not have. But we are so determined that when we get there, we'll be able to display a performance that after the Olympics, everybody will be able to remember us, and no one will ever forget the Banyana Banyana of 2016 in a good way, of course.
Of course. Yeah. And Rufile, if I read correctly, you played at the 2012 Games.
Yes, I was part of the team then.
Can you tell us what that experience was like?
Well, it was a life-changing experience, because you know that it was the first time the team qualified for the Olympics. And going there to participate against the teams that have always qualified before and they are ranked amongst the top 10 teams, it wasn't easy for us. And we were not expecting that much from us, because you know that it was our first time there. We had to make sure that whatever happens, we learn everything that we could, so that when we come back and prepare for the next Olympics, we go there and make sure that we improved our game.
And collectively, those experiences, those learnings, are obviously going to contribute when you go into the Games in August.
Definitely.
Recently, I came across a nice quote by an American basketball player, Gabby Williams, who said, and I quote, "We make it look easy on the court because we practice until we cannot get it wrong anymore." What do you think about that?
I think it's so motivating, because it means that everything that you do on the field every day, it will actually improve on your performance or on your abilities at the end of the day. So everything that we do on the field each and every day, whether it's recovering, whether it's endurance training, whether it's practicing on scoring goals, everything that you do, depending on how much effort you put on it, I think it actually improves your game.
So practice makes perfect.
Yeah.
And whilst we're on the topic of all the practice and the hard work that is invested into team sports, particularly at an international level, Rufile, can you take us through a typical day? So how much time is spent in training and practice, and what are the types of things that you do? I know that recently there was a camp which was held with everybody together. Can you share some aspects of that with us?
Well, a typical day for us is when you've got one training session, and our training sessions differ. We've got a program that we follow. You find that on other days it's just recovery training, on other days it's conditioning, other days it's just tactical sessions. So depending on what day it is, we make sure that we put 100% into the sessions, because we know that we want to benefit our game and move forward as a team. And just whatever that we do on the day, we just make sure that we do it so that we can be better people and better players at the end of the day.
And do you train every day? Are there any off days? Or?
We do have a program that's going on when we're in camp. Most of the time we train every time when we're in camp, whether we have a game or not. We just have proper training sessions, and mostly we get our breaks when we're at home.
Okay, so that really contributes to the endurance, and when you're going away for a long period of time, that's often one of the differentiators that helps you stay ahead of the game. Today, we're talking to ladies from Banyana Banyana, South Africa's national soccer team and an Olympic team for Rio 2016, Refilwe Jana and Sana Molo.
Hi, this is Lira, South African Afro Soul singer and songwriter. You're listening to Womanity, Women in Unity, presented by Dr. Amelia Malka on Channel Africa, the voice of the African Renaissance, a program that celebrates prominent and ordinary African women's milestone achievements in their struggle for liberation, self-emancipation, human rights, and democracy.
You are listening to Womanity, Woman in Unity on Channel Africa, the voice of the African Renaissance, on frequency 9625 kHz on the 31-meter band, also available on DSTV channel 802. Today we're talking to representatives from Banyana Banyana, South Africa's national ladies soccer team, Refilwe Jana and Sana Molo. Ladies, in the last segment of the conversation, we were talking about the international circuit, particularly with the Olympics that are coming up and the need to obviously compete at that level. What would you say, Refilwe, are the one to two things you believe Banyana Banyana differentiates itself from contemporaries? And I know that in our conversation earlier, that there was a very proud moment of beating Nigeria.
One of the things that we differentiate ourselves from other teams is that, firstly, our stature. We are such a tiny frogs, we call ourselves, because you know that mostly players here in South Africa, we are short compared to other players overseas. And also the kind of football that we play, mostly we play a passing game compared to other teams that play long passes and opening the pitch wide. Since we started our campaign, we've tried also to implement those things that other teams use so that we can better our play.
And I think that goes back to one of the points where you spoke about Lionel Messi as being short in stature. Would you say that it's a similar game that you play?
I actually try to copy what he does on the field. I try by all means to actually, how do I put it? I try so hard to copy what he does on the field, because I believe that everything that he does at the end of the day works well for the team. And looking at myself, I'm also short, and I also think I'm tiny. And I think if I'm able to do what he does on the field, I'm not forgetting my own abilities, not putting them aside. But if I'm able to do what he does on the field, I think it works well for the team. And in recent games, I've tried to align my game to his, and it has worked so well.
And I think it's important about looking at what exists around you and being able to take learnings and reapply them to your own game. When we hear about successful people, sportswomen such as yourselves, there's often a tendency to think that those achievements were bestowed upon them and they happened overnight. But really, in reality, what we as fans or supporters are seeing is witnessing the end result of years of hard work, of discipline, dedication, which you've invested into your particular career. And additionally, behind the scenes, there's usually a support structure which backs the individual as well as the team. In your opinion, what role do you think support structures play in terms of contributing to your success?
In my case, firstly, I think God has played a very huge role in my success, and my parents as well, and my family. And in women's football in general, I think Sasol is playing a very huge role in supporting women's football, empowering women's football in all ways. And and the effort that SAFA is showing in making sure that women's football is recognized in the country, because we can actually not ignore the way women's football is evolving around the world. And I think women's football will be the next big thing.
Glad to hear it. And Rafilwe, from your point of view?
Well, my story is more or less the same as Sana's. I'm also a believer of God, come from a very supportive family. And also, growing up, all the coaches that I've worked with, they've always tried to push me to be a better player. And ever since then, I have never looked back. Hence, that support system is very important. Taking that into the team, we always try to support each other no matter what, even though it gets hard at times. But at the end of the day, we need to be one and have one goal moving forward.
That enabling structure is critically important to help move things ahead. And it's not only about the sort of the softer components, which are family support, team support, but there's the really hard reality of having sponsors who stay with you and are prepared to go the distance. Men's sport, I think, is one area which is particularly well funded, we call it, from that point of view, from sponsors. And it's achieved iconic status the world over. What do you think needs to be done to help elevate the profile of women's sports, whether it is from more media coverage or securing sponsorships, and sponsorships not just on a team level, but as an individual level, where we get significant brand endorsements?
I think that no matter how much women's sport can be, or women's football in particular, can be out there in the media, it's not going to help if we do not have any funding from somewhere. So I think SASOL has done enough in making sure that there's finance for us, there's some funding for us to do a lot of things. And in the SASOL League as well, I think we have a great structure and stuff. But I do think that it's about time that the corporate out there, they actually come to the party and invest in women's football. Like I said earlier, that we cannot ignore the fact that women's football around the world is evolving tremendously. And I strongly believe that if the corporate comes to the party, I think we can actually have you know, better players in the country, because I think if we can have a professional league, for instance, I think it will be good for Banyana Banyana and it will be good for South Africa as a whole.
And Rafilwe, from your perspective?
Well, yes, I do agree with Sana. We know that SASOL, they are not only handing out funds to us, but they've also been involved with the team, with women's football in general here in South Africa. And it will be lovely to see other organizations also, even the government, coming on board and helping the team moving forward, not just also to put in funds, but also to be with the team in good times and in bad times.
So from your point of view, we're looking at having greater sponsorship, especially commitments coming through from the corporate sector. And I would argue that this isn't just about the way that women's soccer is evolving, but also greater applicability in terms of other sports, whether we're looking at cricket, netball, the entire gambit. As international sportswomen, who you've both reached the top of your game, you're effectively role models to young women, demonstrating to many women and girls in South Africa and arguably across the continent that with hard work and personal sacrifice, everything can be achieved. How do you perceive this responsibility?
I think it's something that I carry on my shoulders every day. I make sure that when I get on the field, if there's a small child watching me out there, they get inspired by what I'm doing. If I'm playing in the national team, maybe if our game is on TV, whoever that's at home out there watching on TV, they get inspired by what I do. I don't really have to always say something in order to inspire people, but the way I carry myself and the things that I do, the work that I do, it should be an inspiration on its own.
Rafilwe?
Well, I also have my own places where I draw inspiration from. Firstly, it's from my family, because with the commitment they've shown towards my game, it's quite enormous. And also God only. You know, sometimes we always pray that God should give us the strength to endure the problems that we carry, because you know that people, when they look at you, they don't see the problems that you face. They feel like if you're up there, everything is perfect. But with the strength that we draw from God, it's able to manifest in us, and we're also able to spread the word through our play. Mm-hmm. Because you know that at the end of the day, even if you might not say it, when people look at you, they see role models, they see inspiration. Even though there's no contact with words or something, but the way that you play, you are able to change lives out there.
And the other point is that it's not only whilst you're on the field, it's off the field too. So you are managing yourself, managing your actions, your interactions with fans, and upholding your personal brand, the brand of Banyana Banyana, South Africa, and to a certain extent, some of your sponsors too. Now, Womanity, Women in Unity, this particular radio program, is all about gender equality, which increasingly is a global focus. And as such, building female leadership capacity is important for the future of women, to our country, to the continent, and across the world. How do you see female leadership in South Africa?
I think there's quite a great effort that I see in starting from the corporate, that women are becoming leaders. We seeing women CEOs out there. We're seeing women ministers in the government. But I'm actually still waiting for that day that the president of the country would be a woman. I really cannot wait for that day.
We all are.
Yes. So yeah, I think women are getting fair attention now. I mean, everybody's trying very hard to make sure that the equality is actually happening and not just said.
And I think that relates a lot to how you're talking about, on how you're perceived on the soccer pitch, that as people see more and more women having greater exposure, that that's part of the factors that help overcome inequality. And Rafilo, from your point of view, how do you think we can build leadership capability more?
Well, I feel that, you know, as a woman, you have to work twice as hard, more than a man, for you to be where you want to be. And you know that recently it's women doing it for themselves. And I feel that if women, as women, if we can support one another and empower one another, it could be better, because we don't have to wait for males to give us the go-ahead, whereas we can do it ourselves. And that also, on its own, it shows that we've seen how things are, and we're ready for change, and change starts with us. If we're working twice as hard to show that we can do it, we can be managers, we can be presidents and coaches, coaching males teams, it shows that we have something to give back.
Thank you for that comment. Today, we're talking to Refilwe Njane, Sana Molo, representatives of Banyana Banyana, South Africa's national ladies soccer team.
Hi, my name is Yvonne Chaka Chaka, and I'm UNICEF and Rollback Malaria Goodwill Ambassador. You are listening to Womanity, Women in Unity, a program that celebrates prominent and ordinary African women's milestone achievements in the struggle for liberation, self-emancipation, human rights, and democracy. A program against social ills such as racism, socio-economic class division, and gender-based violence. Womanity, Women in Unity, presented by Dr. Amalia Malka, every week on this day at this time.
You are listening to Womanity, Women in Unity on Channel Africa, the voice of the African Renaissance, on frequency 9625 kHz on the 31-meter band, also available on DSTV channel 802. Today, we're talking to Refilwe Njane, who is a midfielder, and Sana Molo, who is a forward striker with Banyana Banyana, South Africa's national soccer team. We would love to receive your comments on Twitter at Womanity Talk. Going into the last component of the conversation today, Rafila, what words of advice or encouragement would you share with aspiring athletes?
Well, my word of advice to aspiring kids out there who want to see themselves doing it better there out in the society is to know what you want and believe in what you want. Work hard towards it and let no one tell you that you can't reach whatever goal that you have in mind.
Sana, from your point of view, what would you say has been the best advice that you've ever been given?
I think the best advice that I've ever been given is that everything has its own time. So if you want to be a great athlete one day, you shouldn't let things that distract you get in your way. Because if you're going to be wanting to be a professional athlete, and on the other hand you want to be a teenage mother, those two don't go along. You know, then you can be an athlete, finish being an athlete, and then your time of being a mother would come. So I think that's the best advice that I've ever received.
And the reality is, when we look at that window, you've got a relatively short window in terms of your career to be an athlete. It happens when you're younger. So it's not a case of trying to postpone that part of your life or to do something else and then go into a second career. Rafila, do you have a particular saying or motto that you live your life by?
Well, the saying that I always go about the day is, happiness is all that matters. Whatever that you do, if it makes you happy, why not?
That's beautiful.
Because at the end of the day, when you go to bed, it all comes back to you and only you. You have no one to face but yourself.
So happiness is what matters.
Yes.
Sana?
For me, it's actually a Bible scripture, the one that goes, you can do anything through God who gives you strength. So for me, I was born with strength because God gave me the strength. So there's nothing that I cannot do out there. So anything that I want to achieve, I can achieve anytime. It's just up to me to give it all I can in order for me to achieve it.
In closing the conversation today, Rafila, can you please share with us a few words of inspiration which you'd like to pass on to all the young ladies who are listening to us today?
A few words of inspiration to all the ladies who are listening to the show. Whatever that it is that you are going through, make sure that at the end of the day, you conquer it. No problem is too big for you to face, because at the end of the day, God is only one. And if you bring all your burdens unto him, he shall take care of you.
Thank you. And Sana, if I can ask the same question to you?
I would say that, sure. I don't know how to answer that one. Okay, I'll only go with my own one. Be fit, be safe, and stay healthy.
I think those are important components to live your life. Fine. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been a pleasure having you in studio.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
And we wish you all the very best moving forwards in terms of all the planning that's left to the games in August. And we hope you come back with some flying colors.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Today, we have been talking to Rafila Jana and Sana Molo, representatives from South Africa's national ladies soccer team, Banyana Banyana. You have been listening to Womanity, Woman in Unity on Channel Africa, the voice of the African Renaissance.
Hello, listener. Join Channel Africa in its 50th anniversary celebrations. Channel Africa is turning 50 in May this year. Join us as we move through memories of this station since 1966. Send us your contact number to include your memories in our celebrations. Email your contact to info@channelafrica.org or write to us at Channel Africa, P.O. Box 91313, Auckland Park, Johannesburg 2006. You can also send us SMS to +27 82 332 5905. Channel Africa, the voice of the African Renaissance.